This is your roving reporter, Kathleen Laval. And today, we're still here in London at the Master Practitioner for NLP Life Training. And our guest is Anders Piper from Denmark. Hi, Anders.
Hi, Kathleen.
Good to see you.
Good to see you again.
We're really enjoying the program, and of course, your help is always greatly appreciated here at the trainings.
Thank you very much, and I'm enjoying it. It's a great crowd, and we're having lots of fun. So.
Yeah, it is a great crowd. I hear you're doing some new things in Denmark. You have a program that's going on now and one coming up.
Absolutely. We like to believe that we changed the whole way of delivering NLP in Denmark, and we're a little brave saying even in Scandinavia, so taking it to new dimensions, having more fun, more learning, and we're even going to launch a new one in the spring, which is going to be totally in English, where I co-train along with Elvis Lester.
Okay, so you have Elvis Lester from Florida.
He's from Florida.
Yeah.
Plant City, Florida.
Plant City, Florida.
Yeah.
And Elvis is also a trainer with the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming.
He's been around for a few years. Yes.
Around for quite a few years, yeah. He helps us in Orlando as well. And so you have brought him into Denmark for these trainings. And the next one starts in April?
That's in April, yeah, mm-hmm. Middle of April. And we are running it from Saturday to Saturday, 8 days. Eight fun-packed days filled with learning. And Elvis and I, as you know, very different styles, but really got a great program. And this first one has been a great success. People are really enjoying it. And yeah. So
that's in English, so it's certainly not limited to people in Denmark.
That's why we this time we kind of have it split into different languages, but no, we decided let's open up because we know that there's a lot of people who like to get trainings but don't necessarily have the chance to travel far.
Right.
We even have people, foreigners living in Denmark who's looking for a training in English, so mm-hmm. we decided to let's do it.
Great. Yeah. So if someone hasn't been to Denmark before, what can they look forward to?
Well, April is when the spring is starting, so that's when
tulips
you want to come.
Are coming.
You want to come in. You know, really, the winter is not probably not the best time. So April is when the spring is starting, and that's when the sun starts peeking out, and it can be really nice. And this place is in Copenhagen, so you get the chance to experience it. We're gonna have some long days though, so it's not gonna be too much tourism, but yeah. So it's really nice, and a lot of great people we already seen this time, bringing people also from other countries. So it gives a nice, that international flavor to it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful town. I remember being in Copenhagen one time with John, and we were sitting at this lovely restaurant right on the canal, and we could sit outside and eat, and it was a beautiful sunshine out, and it was just so lovely, right by the water, and was it Tivoli Gardens?
We have Tivoli Gardens, but the place you're talking about is probably Nieuwhoven, and
where the canal is.
And they will bring out little blankets, and they have heaters, so even in April you can sit there. And we know actually that some of our delegates this time has went there, so.
It's a beautiful area. So, with Elvis, what is he bringing into the program? I know he has a little bit different background than you do, and you're coming out of a corporate environment. And
well, I think that's the beauty of putting us together, is that he has more the one-on-one background. Mm-hmm. Also, of course, he's doing some corporate stuff, but I definitely come with a corporate background and my way of doing it, and he comes with his way of doing it, which is also coming more out of the one-on-one, one-to-one environment. Mm-hmm. And when we bring that together, we kind of get the best out of both. So
the best of both worlds. Here you go.
So it really works out nicely, and we can tell that from the feedback that we gotten that people really like the combination.
Sure.
And it creates a different the changes in the energy. You know, so that's a really important thing as well. So it generates even more learning, and well, he brings also this American dimension to it, and lots of fun. I mean, I like to think that we are like the two brothers that should have been brothers.
You say the brother from another mother.
Yeah.
That's great. You still do some corporate work.
Yeah, I do lots of corporate work. Primarily see if I can bring NLP into the corporate environment and learning them, teaching them how to actually deal with other people, I like to call it people skills.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding just a simple thing like sensory acuity, amp that up a little bit so they start becoming aware that they have employees and how they respond is an important aspect.
Sure.
Yeah.
When you're talking with different companies, what is it that you find is how they become enamored with NLP? I mean, what do they really like about NLP trainings as opposed to, you know, other corporate consultants that they bring in? What do you give them that's different than the average consultant that might walk into a company?
That's a good question. I think that what I give them is a very direct approach. I like to really challenge people in the trainings.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when they come there, spend the little time they have, they really need to maximize the outcome. And it shouldn't be about talking theory, it should really be application.
Right.
Giving them real skills and creating real change. So to me, it's important that I can note the change going on in the room. And then I'm not afraid of saying no, I'm not afraid of challenging,
right,
pushing them. And I find that in corporate environments, that dealing with leaders and managers, they actually appreciate it, because if it gets sort of, oh, you could do this or you could do that, instead of just start your change now.
Right. So you're going to give them change that lasts, not until the consultant leaves and then everything's back to normal. When you leave, there's change that's going to last within that company.
There is, and a feeling and a feedback in the participants that this was something that really created something. Yeah.
So you must cover all the different topics too, as well, whether it's sales or customer service or, you know, team building, stress reduction, all that stuff.
Yeah, I work with a lot of them. I do also conflict management and even mediation as well.
Oh,
great. So it's really a broad range of products. I have my own preferences as well. But to me, it's really about, it's not so much what, it's how. That,
right,
to me is more important, because if you look at, a lot of times it will be a lot of the same tools that we will apply, but in different contexts.
Right.
So it's more that once they have this set of tools, then they can actually deal with some of the other scenarios. So to me, it's about versatility, so that they get something that they can really use for different things.
Mm.
I think that's an important thing.
Now, you mentioned to me also that you were doing some work, sort of a little project in terms of redefining some of the psychological terminologies and...
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, I'd love to. How many hours do you have?
Just a little taste.
Just a little taste. Well, I've worked a lot with different, very good psychologists, I have to say, some that actually has been able to deliver as well, who not just talk theory. But one of the things, a couple of the things that I came across was two concepts that caught my attention. One was the concept of emotional intelligence, and the other one was the concept of flow. And obviously, if you look at the concept of emotional intelligence, it's a defined thing, but it doesn't really tell you how to do it. How do I generate more inside myself or in others?
Mm.
And the same thing with flow. I love the work of Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, who's the guy who defined flow. But again, he's written, I don't know how many books about it, but it's all about what it is. Not how do you do it, how do you get yourself or your employees, if you're a manager, into and closer to the wedge within the flow diagram, which is very possible. And that's why I really love NLP, because there's so many tools where you can apply this into and start building this. So if you're a manager, and you could start helping your people getting more time in the flow experience, or you can build emotional intelligence within yourself or in your staff so that they get better at this as well. So I think that's what I love about it, taking the tools and applying it to theory so that theory becomes alive. That's what's important.
Wow, that's a great way of saying it. I like that. So if they come to you, then you have some of the secrets of the how to do these what's that are out there, huh?
Yeah, you could say that. And it's very secret, so we can't tell you anymore right now.
Just a tease, yeah.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to know about the April programs coming up in 2010, or any of your other programs or services, how does someone find you out there on the great internet?
on the great internet, it's very hot. All you have to do is type in www.comeforlearning.com.
Comeforlearning.com. Is that the number four?
That's the number four, yeah.
So C-O-M-E, the number four,
yep.
learning.com. No yep. spaces, no, no dots, just no. straight out.
Just type it in and press enter.
Come for learning.
And if you're not reading Danish very well, there's a little English flag and you can push there and you'll get it presented in English.
Well, thank you for that, because it's so frustrating sometimes. I go to the sites and they don't have the alternatives for the language, so it's really great you have that.
Yep.
Well, great. I hope people go to that website and check out and come to you for some learning.
Absolutely, and they're more than welcome. We got loads of it, so come to us.
For learning.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Anders, for taking the time. I know you're busy here at the seminar, but I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and thank you for having me here.
Now get back to work.
I will. Okay.
This is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming, signing off for now. But keep tuned, because you never know. There's always more.